Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Family Worship Center. We want to welcome all of you on Facebook. Yo, guys, how you doing? All right, today, we are so honored to be here in the house of the Lord, are we not? Okay, a couple quick announcements. Tonight's teachers, we are so excited. Zion Lions is going to have Kristen Kaufman. And the Kingdom Kids will have Lindsay. I got to remind you guys, you have got to come to Wednesday night prayer. Yes. God is moving. The Holy Spirit is rocking. Yeah. You got to be here. Amen. It's a good, I tell you what, it's a phenomenal time. There are things that are happening. We've had things that I cannot believe to tell you. You got to come, got to come, got to come. 6:30, about an hour, depends if you go a little longer, hour and a half, but you will be blessed to be here.
Amen.
Saturday, Power Fit. 10:30 a.m., all are welcome. Pastor Kelly gives a phenomenal presentation you will enjoy. And for those of you who can make it, Friday, February 5th, Pastor Chris will be doing another Deeper Truths. Guys, if you think Wednesday nights is rock and roll, the Friday night will blow your doors off. We're getting into Deeper Truths. We're talking about the gospel. We're getting into the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit. Those things that sometimes you can't talk about and maybe get into great detail, Pastor Chris is going and talking about scriptures, empowering us to activate who we are in God. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for you are God. You are on the throne. No matter what is happening in the world, no matter what is occurring, we know that your name is above all names. We know, Father, that your Spirit guides everything that we do. Father, we pray right now for every person here. We pray for open hearts, open ears. We pray for our worship team, Father. Light it up, Father. We pray that Judah shall be released this day in this house of worship. And Father, we know that this house is blessed and highly favored. And we thank you as we turn the service to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Joy, joy, joy.
Everybody tonight. Oh, I just hope you're expecting something from God tonight, because He's here in this place. Show us your glory, Lord.
Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. The mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our prayer.
Go, open up.
Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. The mighty river flowing from the heart, filling every part of our prayer.
Open up the heavens.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, the mighty river flowing from my heart, healing every part of our prayer. Death as he rose to life. Behold.
holy is his name. Holy, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy, worthy, worthy to receive all praise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God.
We come before you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we make way for the King. I pray tonight to God, Lord, that we set aside everything else that easily besets us. That we be still and behold you. Hallelujah. The risen King, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. God Almighty. Mercy that endures. We thank you, Father God. For your greatness. For you're worthy to be praised. Come on, saints. He's worthy to be praised. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Let there be a shout unto the King of Kings. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Let the earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let all the heavens shout unto God. Let the heavens shout. Let the gates be open. Hallelujah. Now we declare, hallelujah, glory unto God. We declare glory, glory. Now we sing with the angels. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is to come. For he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, worthy, worthy to receive all praise. Praise. Give God worth. Give God praise. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. 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 David declared, he declared, hallelujah, that the Lord lights my candle. He lights my candle. Hallelujah. He causes me to leap over a wall and run through a troop. Hallelujah. It is God that instills the power and strength and might that nothing can come against you, that you'll be able to conquer whatever before you, because the Lord, God Almighty, is on our side. Hallelujah. He is for you. He's not against you. Hallelujah. So rejoice, O saints of God. Rejoice. Hallelujah. For you serve God Almighty. You serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We honor you, Father God. We thank you. Come on, hallelujah. Tell someone God's great. Tell someone else God's great. Tell yourself God's great. And you may be seated. Children may go to their classes. Glory. I said glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. Good to see all your faces. Smile back at me. Hallelujah. Tell me you're glad to see me too. Hallelujah. I couldn't wait to come and see you tonight. Hallelujah. I couldn't wait to come and share with you the word of a God. Hallelujah. That loves you dearly. Hallelujah. He loves you more than you can ever imagine or that you can ever think. This love that this God has for you. Hallelujah. That no matter what is falling around you, that you are rooted and built up in a love. Hallelujah. That never fails you. Hallelujah. It never fails you. He's faithful. He's faithful. People will fail you. Come on. Your job might fail you. Your finances might fail you. But I'm here to give you hope and purpose and understanding. Your government might fail you. But I want you to know God. Hallelujah. When you're rooted and grounded in His love and mercy, you begin to understand that He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. His love endures. It endures. I want to read a scripture to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. As I read the word of God, I want you to take hold of this into your heart. I want to begin to read this so that I just pray by faith that you receive this in Jesus' name. Ephesians 1:17. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, hallelujah, the spirit of wisdom tonight. And revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray for revelation upon you. Hallelujah. That your eyes be open. That the eyes of your understanding, that you might be enlightened. That you might be flooded, hallelujah, with the love of God. That you may know what is the hope of the calling and the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding and greatness of His power to us who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He brought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him on the right hand of the heavenly place in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. Hallelujah. Far above principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Every name. That is name. He is above it. Hallelujah. He's above it. Hallelujah. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And He hath put all things underneath His feet. And He gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth in all. Hallelujah. Say amen to the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. All right, praise team, stop because I'm going to keep going.
going. Amen. Hallelujah. I love it. Hallelujah. I love to worship God. Amen. Hallelujah. I love to bless His name. I love to rejoice. I want to try to get through this. I want to not get through this. I don't want to say it that way, but we're still in Joshua. This is our second time meeting together with this word that God spoke to our hearts about this. The word for this year is His banner over us is love. Hallelujah. His banner over us is love. Amen. Hallelujah. That not only is His banner over us is love, but my banner over everybody else needs to be love. Amen. And I want you to hear this and understand that we are sharing something that I felt to share this and begin to declare this because I feel like the unknown. I feel like sometimes you're not sure what's going on. How many of you feel that way? Not sure where you're going. Not sure what's next. Say what's next. Come on. Hallelujah. I need some inside information. I need some heavenly information. Amen. Some discernment on the moment that I'm in. Hallelujah. Because if you don't get the right discernment, if you get out to the right, when Jesus was on the cross, what was on His right hand side? What was on His left hand side? We got to stay in the middle where Jesus is. Hallelujah. We got to lift Him up in everything that we go through. Amen. When we don't get our eyes upon Him, we get robbed. We get robbed by whatever's on our left and whatever's on our right. But I want to stay in the middle. I want to focus on who He is. That He be lifted up. Hallelujah. That I know that He already is above all things. And that when I know that I am rooted and grounded in Him, that makes me above all things. Hallelujah. It might look like it. It might not feel like it. But I don't move by that. I move by faith. Faith in what God has declared for me as a child of the Most High God. I want you to see that the problem with this generation, not this generation, but the generation of Israel, when they were leaving Egypt, they went out of Egypt and they were going in, that God desired for them to move into reality in the dream that He had for them, that they would be walk in dominion and authority and power. Hallelujah. That whatever was before Him, everything that was against Him, that God would use them and God would move through their lives, that those things would be pulled down, that those things would be shaken. Amen. That they wouldn't be walked on. They wouldn't be slaves anymore, but they would be sons and daughters of the Most High God. That they would be an example to those around, that they would see and they would honor God because God was with them, and they would show everybody around them that God's faithful. Amen. That's what the heart of the Father was. That they would be the light unto the world. And display the goodness of God and the mercy of who He was. Moses tried to release this to these people. But they struggled with this message. It seems like the church sometimes struggles with this. The benefits that God wants to release to us. What Jesus did for us at the cross. That we have access to all these things. That we don't have to live as slaves. We live as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah. That He's given us a comforter in the Holy Spirit. That He would lead us and guide us and remind us of who we are and who we're not. Being led by the Spirit. So God was leading these ones, but they had a hard time. They had a hard time, and Moses couldn't get them to cross over, to go beyond where they were. And they stayed in the moment, and that generation never crossed over to all the abundance and the promise that God had for their lives. I do not want to move on from this moment without accessing everything that Jesus died on the cross that has given me authority to take hold of. That He rose from the grave, that He released to us the authority in the earth to walk, and all that He's done for us at the cross. That if we can understand, take hold of it for ourselves. This abundance and mercy and grace and this love that He's bestowed upon me. I would not have the wrong impression of God, but I'd be changed by love that transforms me, that quickens me, that I give Him access to my life, that I hear His voice. Not the sounds of Egypt, of things in the past that remind me of who I was or what I can't do. But I hear the voice of God saying, come up higher unto me. So God was demonstrating and showing them that there was a generation that I said that I don't want to go on. I don't want to miss out because His mercy endures forever. We fall short. He doesn't. God's going to use another generation. But I want to access everything, amen, that God has for me today. Say today. Everything that He has for me today. So the children of Israel, they struggled with that. But they couldn't get out of their mind. They couldn't see Moses, who was an example of a heavenly Father to them. They seen Him as a taskmaster. They didn't see Him as a Father. I want you to know that religion will cause you to see God as a taskmaster. It's about what you have to do to get Him to love you. But Joshua demonstrated it wasn't about what you have to do, it's what He did for you. See, and God put in within Joshua's heart an example of this is how you enter into the promises of God. This is how you go through. This is how you say go through. This is how you obtain and take hold of. There's some walls on the other side of the river that God wants to pull down. There's some things within our families' lives that God wants to use you to have faith to believe that they'll fall, hallelujah, as you worship His name. That's a shouting moment right there. That's just one of those moments right there. I wrote it down right here. That's a shouting moment. Because come on, hallelujah. We all got some family members, hallelujah, that just, listen, I want you to know this. They're already saved through Jesus Christ. They just don't know it yet. I'm going to say it again. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, hallelujah. They might not know it, but I want you to know He died for them too, hallelujah. And I'm here on this earth, hallelujah, to share with them and let them know this God, hallelujah, that loves them, that died for them. I got a mission for 2021, hallelujah. I'm here to declare that we have won and we're one with Him, hallelujah. When you're one with Him, hallelujah, you win with Him. I said it again, when you are one with Him, you win with Him. I want to be one with Him in 2021. Amen. So this is the difference. There was a slave versus a son. It speaks of a trust issue. Say trust issue. So I want you to know that's the biggest thing that hurts us is this trust issue. See, they didn't trust Moses. This is the one that God used as an example of a Savior to them. He was a token of a Savior that entered in. That He did all these. God used Him to do all these amazing things to demonstrate to us what Christ will do for us. See, all these things. But it was a trust issue. We got to get over the issues. The only way you get over the issues is hear from the source Himself. Begin to listen to God. The Bible says that those who seek Him, they find Him. That God wants to reveal Himself to us. All right, we got to get going. But God's trying to get our attention. His mercy endures forever. But sometimes what happens is we don't take hold of it. We won't appropriate. We don't grab hold of it. Listen, I don't want to miss anything because I wrote some good things down here. This is what God declared in Joshua 3:3. It says this. It says, as they removed themselves, this is the first one. This was a new day. Say a new day. His mercies are new every morning. I don't care what you did yesterday. It's about today. God wants to reveal Himself today. So it's about what you do with it today. At this moment right now. Doesn't matter about anybody else, what anybody else does. It matters about what you do. I know you might have certain situations that are going around you. But I'm here to tell you that God's concerned about you. All those things work out themselves when you begin to give it back to God. Cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. And that we begin to trust God. Know that He has my best interest. He sent His Son. That I would not die or perish, but I'd have everlasting life. So here is the word, and it says, and it came to pass that after 3 days, which speaks of the death, burial, and resurrection. Come on, we all know that. He says, and they commanded. There was something that God wanted to show them, that God wanted to declare to them, and he wanted to bring them into order so that they can enter in. I want you to hear this and know that there's an order to things that we can enter into what God has for us. See, because the order that God has is protection. That God hedges us as we obey his command, as we take hold of his word and trust what he says is real and truth to my life. That I believe what he did for me, that he desires to do through me and in my life. And he says, I commanded the people saying, when you see the ark, say, see the ark. Of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it. Then you shall remove yourself from your place. Say your place. Well, let me say this real quick if you don't have an understanding of what the ark was. The ark was a representation of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, of the presence of God that was right before them, that led them, that was the leading them. This was the covenant that God had for them, showing them who he was. And in that ark was a rod that budded. It was Aaron's rod, and it speaks of the death and burial and resurrection. Come on, that you have resurrection life, amen? Hallelujah. And that we could see that the commandments were in there. And that's the word of God. It's God's covenant for you. And the bread, which speaks of Jesus Christ, where that we are to partake of him in this relationship. So these were examples. Say examples. This was an example for us to behold, to take hold of. It's all about Jesus. So if you're confused, just say Jesus. It's pretty easy. We make it complicated, but preachers make it complicated, but I'm here to tell you, it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything in here, it points to Jesus. If you're not sure, you get turned around, just look, it's about Jesus. No matter what it is, it's about Jesus. Amen. Let's just make it simple. Amen. It's a paint by number. And an L points to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. Amen. I just feel that in my spirit. He says that you remove yourself from your place. Listen, I want you to know by faith, God has empowered you that you don't have to stay, hallelujah, as a slave anymore. You don't have to stay in bondage, amen. But when you recognize and you have your eyes on the ark, it empowers you when you see Jesus, when you look at him, when you take hold of what he did, when you focus on what he did for you at the cross, hallelujah. It'll cause your eyes to be open and revealed to you. That's power. That you would be enlightened, have revelation of what he did for you. And the power within you that worketh within your heart. It'll release you that you don't have to stay in that place no more. So he says that remove yourself. And this is the key, that you remove yourself from that place. By faith. He's already done it for you. And go for it. Go after it. Say go after it. That man, I'm going after it. Hallelujah. With everything within me, I want to go after it. Hallelujah. Every promise, everything that he spoke and did for me at the cross, I don't want to leave anything on this earth behind, but I want to partake of everything, all the promises that he's given to me to walk in today, not some other day. Not some other day. Today. Listen, amen? Mark 10. We're not going to get far tonight. We're going to get far as we need to get. I'm going to say it that way. God, slow down the time in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not bound by this. Am I? All right, let's do this. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, Mark 10:46. I want you to see this and understand something, that this is a picture for us to take hold of. And I want you to get this, that really God began to speak this to my heart, because where they were was right across the river. Say across the river. From the first major miracle, and it was Jericho. It was after they crossed over that we'll get there maybe next week. But as they were going to Jericho, that this place, Jericho, that God would use to set an example, to cast fear within the hearts of every enemy, let them be known, hallelujah, that God's people were on the scene, hallelujah. That God's people were in the promised land now. They're not longer slaves no more, but they begin to take hold of that. You know, the enemy fears and he's afraid of you to get the understanding, hallelujah, that you're a son of God and not a slave. When you walk in that power and that authority, walls fall down, hallelujah. So as they walked to this place, this is in, the disciples were coming into a new place. It's called Jericho. They were entering into Jericho. Jericho is called the city of palms. Palm trees. Palm trees always represent victory. Kind of celebration of worship and praise. Say victory. I want you to see this and understand something. Jesus had a mission. He was on his way to get victory for you. He was on his way to the cross to take hold of, hallelujah, all that that you had coming for you, all that you had coming to you that he was going to take for you, that you can have all that he had to you. So he was on his way to victory, but he meets somebody. See, I think this is so powerful for us to see because we can relate to this understanding because every one of us at one time was a Bartimaeus. Every one of these stories, sometimes maybe you are a Lazarus that you have to hear from God for yourself. I need to see him for you, who he is to me. That was Lazarus. Maybe you're whoever these ones were that you just need to, you need to see him or whatever that is. So Bartimaeus was one of these ones that was on the side of the road that he was sitting out there that I can relate to today in my life. Or maybe from my past or wherever you are in your life. But one word in this area that we need to relate to this, take hold of us, that we can access God. Because here's the problem. He wasn't accessing the victory that God had for him. Because it said that he was outside of Jericho. Say victory. He wasn't in victory, but he was outside victory, and everybody was passing him by. It says that he sat on the side of the highway. He was on the sidelines. Remind yourself that God says, listen, you need to remove yourself from where you are and go after it. But I'm blind. But I'm a beggar. I will miss out on everything that he has for me if I begin to access all that I don't have and not what he did for me. When I begin to talk about all that I don't have or everything that's going on, why I can't do what God said I could do, I'll miss it. But I need to remove myself from that place. Put myself where he is. So he was a beggar, it says. He was blind and he was a beggar. I wrote this down. Beggars were sometimes they were blind. They were beggars because they were in blindness. They were blind because of an illness, because of heavy taxes. Beggars. This is why they were beggars. Beggars. Why they were begging. They didn't have enough to get by. And sometimes because of laziness. Don't be offended. I want you to know that sometimes I don't access what God has for me because of laziness. I'm not preaching at you, Dan. I'm preaching with you. Come on, help me. Sometimes we're lazy. Not today. Saturday night again. Now, sometimes every one of us are at that place where that you get weary. You get wore out because of the journey. You get wore out because you're on this side of the cross. And sometimes things rob you. Sometimes that laziness will rob you. And that leaves you in a place of a beggar mentality where that you're begging for something, that your reliance on your success comes from somebody else or something. That you're soliciting for somebody to give you something or somebody to give you, someone to give you something that can get you by. We weren't meant to get by. We weren't meant to just get by. Hallelujah. But we were meant to thrive. We were meant to thrive. God just not die that you would have life, but you would have abundance. I'm here to tell you, abundance. I'm here to tell you an overflowing of abundance, hallelujah, that comes from God Almighty, that as we move ourselves from our place, maybe it's laziness, maybe it's that place of begging mentality, of that I'm a slave, or the things that are past, that we become bound to things that cause us to sit on this side of victory and never see it in this side of life. I'm here to challenge people that we're to take hold of everything that He did for us. I have a passion for us to know the bountiful blessing that we have, not to miss out on the victory that God has for us, but to take hold of it with everything within us, because He's empowered me to do it. Amen? He says, so somebody turn my page. So they came to Jericho, and He went out of the Jericho. He went in Jericho and went out. When He was in that place, He met a guy named Zacchaeus. God's always ready to meet you. I want you to hear this, that God's always ready to meet you, but am I ready to meet Him? Am I ready to meet Him? So I want you to know that He passed by. He must have known that He was there. He must have heard. It wasn't when Jesus came to town that, man, everybody was yelling His name. And know that this is the one that does miracles. This is the one that turned water into wine. This is the one that raised the dead. This is the one that walked on water. This is Him. This is the Messiah. But are you willing to meet with me? And He says, and the disciples and the great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat on the highway. He was sitting on the sidelines begging. And when he heard, say he heard. Listen, when he heard Jesus coming, he heard Him coming. That at that moment when you hear Him, that just like if every one of us, there's moments in life that God, you hear God, that God makes Himself real to you, that He shows you who He is. Don't let it pass by when you have an opportunity, that you have an ear to hear what He's saying. Because I'm here to tell you that, listen, I want you to know that He'll always be calling your name, but sometimes, unfortunately, we don't end up hearing Him anymore because everything else caused a distraction around us, that His voice becomes less to us, less important. But He continues to call out. He's always calling out your name. I want you to know that God's always showing us the way to go, but we're not always recognizing it. He'll show us through signs, just like when you're driving and there's signs everywhere. Say everywhere. I'm here to tell you there's signs everywhere, hallelujah, that God loves you, that God's here for you, that God wants to bless you. Open our eyes and we see that we're not blinded, that we don't become blind, that we quit seeing the glory and the miracles and the wonders of God because we become distracted by things around us. That God desires to reveal Himself to us, but sometimes what happens, I want you to know that sometimes God's got to, if He can't get your attention, He'll go to the extreme. I don't know about you, but I've been chased by the police. Not lately. Let me say that to Facebook. It's been a long time. 30 years ago, It didn't happen to me this way, but when they're chasing you and they're trying to catch you, they'll set a roadblock or they'll throw a strap, a spike strip out on the road. What is that for? To stop you. Sometimes I want you to know the Bible says that God will put a stumbling block before you. And we got to recognize when sometimes there's stumbling blocks that come upon us, we got to recognize maybe it's God trying to get my attention. Maybe it's God trying to get my attention to stop. Look back at Him because I might have been lied to. God will do everything he can to get you to owe you. I told this before that God's a stalker. But sometimes what happens is we end up quit listening to Him or turn our back towards Him. Listen, are you okay? So he says, and when he heard it, it was Jesus of Nazareth. He couldn't see it. Sometimes people say, when I see it, I'll move after it. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. That it's not by sight. I want you to hear this real quick. That the more you begin to hear Him, the more you'll see Him. The less you hear Him, the less you'll see Him. See everything else, all the problems, everything. And he says, and he began to cry out. Say it with me. Jesus. That's not the way he did it though. Jesus! It was that moment of faith because he heard it. And he says, listen, I'm not going to let victory passed me by. I got to take hold of it. I got to remove myself from my place and I'm going after it. I can't see him. I don't know if he's already passed, but by faith I'm going to reach out and declare and say, Jesus! So he did. But what comes next? It says those who were around him began to say to him, hold your peace. That's a nice way to say it, Bible terms. Can I say it my way? Shut up! I want you to hear this. See, the enemy does not want you to cry out the name of Jesus. He does not want you to think that you have access to Him. That you are not worthy to get to Him. That you're not good enough because of things in your past. That something will keep you from that place. He reminds you and tells you, you're not good enough. You can't do this. You've failed. Reminds you of where you are or that you're blind, that you can't see. See, the enemy will tell you, and well, sometimes it's times when we think in our own minds, we'll begin to think that, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough. And we can believe them until they become a reality in our lives. And we'll sit on the side of the highway, watching victory go past us. Am I making sense? And he says in Jesus, he cried out his name. Many charged him to hold his peace, shut his mouth, but he cried more. But before this, I want you to know that those things, sometimes it was maybe reminding him who he was. I want you to hear this, because if we let those things, they can cause us to lose out on victory that God has for us. And it was his blindness personally in his life. And at that time, blindness was a major issue. And these are some of the things that I began to research and look, that these are some of the things that would cause blindness, that would attribute to that. That this is the causes of blindness. Sometimes you were born with it. Couldn't help it. There's some things that I've inherited in my genes. That God wants me to be born again, hallelujah, that I be regenerated, that I become anew, that I can break those things from my past. But my grandfather and my father's father, they were alcoholics. But I'm here to tell you, you have a heavenly father with a new DNA, hallelujah, that runs through your blood, hallelujah, that has given you victory. He says, and this is, sometimes it's poverty. Because of inadequate food. Say, not eating right. Bad food that caused blindness. There was tainted food. Say, it's what I'm eating matters. Whatever you are partaking, whatever you're talking about yourself, whatever you say, can hold you back from victory. Not only that, but whatever you're saying can hold back those around you from their victory. Unsanitary conditions at home. I looked at that and I thought, my. And I begin to think that sometimes there's unsanitary conditions that, come on, sometimes the... I've never been in some of your homes, so I don't know. But it's unsanitary conditions that might have caused blindness that happened at a young age. Sometimes it's the way things are at home that will give you an excuse to cause you not to enter in. Because it may be the way your home life is or the way things are at home. Because you don't know what I got to go through at home. You don't know what I go through at my place, what I'm dealing with. Inadequate living conditions. Exposure to sun. Wow. Say religion. An overexposure to sun with it, there's such a demand that it's placed upon people that, I'll be honest with you, when I was growing up, I looked at it the wrong way. I didn't look at it through relationship, but I thought it was by force. I thought that my relationship with God was going to be by force. I thought He was this big, chubby, gray-headed guy that sat upon the throne that was demanding me to love my enemies but was going to kill everybody else. So I had some trust issues with him. Say trust issues. So in a way that people were telling me that, listen, I remember telling, there was a lady that told me, it was a youth leader, God rest her soul, but she told me that one time that she came to me out of a heart with good intentions, but very wrong. You know you're going to burn in hell. She might have been right, but it was the wrong approach. God is my judge. Amen. Hallelujah. God has says love. To love those ones. To love. Say love. I need to sit in my seat. And God says, you sit there and love. You love. I'll do the judging. Stop judging. Stop overexposing people to religion and blinding them. Causing them to run from me and not to me. Putting a demand upon them of works and not of a relationship. See, I was overexposed with it, honestly, that I'm really not dressed right for church. Randy's got a sweater on. You're really messed up, man. Say, it's okay. I'm not getting religious here. Listen, excessive heat. Blowing sand. See, I want you to hear this and know that sometimes because it was hot, because the things that are around you will cause a blindness. Sometimes that'll keep you from moving on. Sometimes that's that thing, just like with Bartimaeus, where he was at that place where that he heard those voices and some of these ones that remind him of his blindness. And some of the things that might cause you blindness are the things that will try to keep you from going in. And maybe it was the sand that got in your eyes. It was that little irritation that you let begin to fester in you to cause you to become bitter and become angry and begin to turn your heart towards anybody. Maybe somebody did you wrong. Maybe Maybe somebody disappointed you, but I'm here to tell you this. We have no excuse. Here's why. Because we should never let humanity separate us from the divine. Because people are people, they fail you. But God never asks you to trust them. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. I'm going to say it again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I'm here to tell you that I'm not perfect. I might fail you. But if we let sand get in our eyes to distract us, we'll miss out on what God has for us. Whether or not you are right, maybe somebody did do something to you. Maybe they're the ones that threw sand in you. But you're not meant to say that because He's delivered you. He's given you victory. He set you free. We need to remove ourselves from that place. Go after Him. Amen? Accidents. Sometimes they're accidents. Sometimes there's accidents that happen. And we blame God for it. And they'll blame God for the accidents or things that might have happened to them. Things happen to us in this world. But God says, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. Though you walk through the fires, hallelujah, you will not be burned. Though the floods come upon you, hallelujah, we'll walk above those things. We trust in the Lord. You will not be overwhelmed. And the last one is war injuries. Boy, I could preach this, Brother Dan. Sometimes there's war injuries. Sometimes I want you to know that unfortunately, there's so many people that have been hurt. And unfortunately, sometimes it's friendly fire. See, the enemy will use the friendly fire to keep you back. I want you to know that some of these ones that told him to hold his peace were probably his friends. Some of them might have been the disciples, Jesus followers. I think at that moment, Jesus says, why don't you hold your peace? Listen, but sometimes there's war injuries. Sometimes things happen. But I'm here to tell you, listen, churches aren't perfect. Families aren't always perfect, but He is. Come on, I want you to hear that. You might get a war injury, but don't stay there. Because I know a healer, and His name is Jesus. Let me get through this. He says, and Jesus stood still. Listen, and He says, and as they did, but, not today. Say not today. Not today, hallelujah. I've let my victory pass me by day after day. He has went past me, but today I'm not leaving without meeting Him. Today I'm getting my victory. So here's what I'm going to tell you, enemy. My blindness, my failures, all those. Shut your mouth, hallelujah. Know your place, hallelujah. Get behind me, Satan, hallelujah. Because I'm going to meet, hallelujah, my Savior. I'm going to meet the Lord right here, right now. I'm not letting anything pass me by, hallelujah. Just like right here tonight, I'm challenging everybody, every one of us, that we don't let this moment pass us by, but we take hold of what God has for me today, and my victory's before me. I'm here to tell you that Jesus, when He stopped, He yelled out, Jesus! And Jesus stood still. Say, He stood still. He stopped where He was going. I want you to know that faith pleases God. It moves God. Hallelujah. It will stop Him. Say it'll stop Him. It will stop Him. It'll cause Him to turn around. When He sees one person having faith, hallelujah, there could be a million there. He'll move over those ones to get that one person that believes in Him. It moves God. Hallelujah. It touches His heart. Hallelujah. It causes Him to be quickened and awakened and say, that's what I'm looking for. Hallelujah. He feeds on faith. Jesus says, I'm hungry and you didn't feed me. He was looking for faith to feed on. Hallelujah. He's looking for faith. He's looking for us to respond to what He's already done. He's already done it. Hallelujah. He's already given me victory. He's already placed it before me. I got to remove myself from my place and go after it. Listen, Hebrews 11:6. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Come on. Let just the musicians come up for a second. I just want them to play behind me. Play that what you were playing. Listen, are you okay? Give me 5 minutes. Five? Somebody? 5, 10, 15. Yes, all. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible says that Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And that He is the rewarder of them that diligently, say diligently, seek Him. We looked up that word, and it's a French word, and it means love. That love Him. That desire Him more than what they're leaving behind. It's basically saying that those that are tired of not taking victory, tired of another year blowing by, another moment not embracing the fullness of who God is, that you, I'm moved by it, guys, I'm sorry, but even now, in this every moment that I walk with God, 30 years, that I'm moved that God wants to walk with me, that He desires to fellowship with me, that He waits every morning to give me mercy, to reveal to me His mercy. His mercy is new every day. He says, I have so much for you, Chris. Today, you walk in sometimes in pain, you walk in things that you have a reminder of who you were, but I'm here to walk with you. I didn't do what I did for you not to take hold of it. I wasn't dragged across the ground, and my skin was ripped off. I wasn't beaten or humiliated, whipped to the point of unrecognizing me. My image was marred. But I took it on because I wanted to be with you. I couldn't go another moment without knowing that someday you would be born and I would meet with you and you would take hold of all that I have for you. You'd walk with me with victory. And I'd watch you as a son, embracing everything that I died for you for. See, it was that moment that kind of we're in now where the disciples were in a room and they were crying and they were in a place where that their minds were confused about what was going on around them. And Jesus, they were expecting more. They were expecting something else, that they were looking for Him to come and take over by force and do all these things by might and by power, by this, and have a kingdom to be on earth established by that way, by an army of angels. And He died and He was gone, and they sat there and they felt like they were in a place of hopelessness. And here was this Jesus that entered into their sorrow, into their pain, and He said, peace be still. Peace be still unto you. And they looked at Him and He says, why are your minds so overwhelmed? Why are you so much in doubt? Why are you so troubled? He knew why. But I want you to know that this is what He does to us. Because He stood before His disciples and He said, this is what it's about. I'm here to tell you, I overcome darkness and death. I overcame them. No other king, no other conqueror has ever done what I've done. I've defeated death, hallelujah, and all its foes. Everything that has captivated you, everything that has conquered you in your life, everything that you've been defeated by in your past, I overcame it. Look. And He showed them His love for them as they embraced and looked at the holes in His hands, that they could see it with their eyes. What love looks like. This is love. This is love. With the holes in His hands. And He said, touch it. Touch my hand. Feel it. This is love. This is the love that I share with you. That I've given to you. Take hold. Remove yourself from your place. And come after me. Come after me. Leave everything behind. Would you stand on your feet? Come on, say, leave it behind. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Come on, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I want you to know that He wants you to be captivated by Him. He wants you to be overcome by His love for you. Listen, I want you to know that I have this heart, I desire that God spoke to my heart a month ago, and I began to read it. I know it, but God says, no, 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 Chris. I want you to know it. I want you not just to know it, but I want you to live it. No, I don't want you just to live it, but I want you to breathe it. Hallelujah. I want it to flow out of every fiber of your being
And it was 1 Corinthians 13. Because I want you to know that you're walking into a day that I want you to know my love. That you won't be deceived. That you can recognize what's real. What my love looks like. I show you, I declare you, love is patient, love is kind. I begin to speak to you, tell what is about all these things, that you recognize it, that you won't be deceived on one side or the other, but you'll know my love for you. You'll recognize my love. And that love's protection for you. It's your covering. As you look at my love for you, I'm here to tell you, it's deep enough. It's wide enough. It's thick enough, hallelujah. It goes farther than you can ever imagine. And He wants you just to receive. I want you to lift up your hands. I want you by faith, if you want it, if not. But I want you to receive it by faith. I just want you to say, Father God, I pray right now. God, Lord, that give me the understanding. Let me be enlightened of your love. That I won't be blinded by my past. That I will remove myself from my place. And I'll go after you in 2021 like never before. Bartimaeus, it says that he got up and he says and he ran. He couldn't see Jesus. He wasn't healed yet. But before, he walked with faith. And he began to run. He didn't care how he got there. He might have stumbled. He might have tripped. But he was running after Jesus. And he ripped off his outer garments. Speaks of things in the past. He threw it behind him. He said, because today I'll never be the same again. I'm going to embrace it. And he ran after Jesus, and Jesus says, what would you have me to do for you? I'm blind. I want to see. He said, it's your faith. Your faith that made you whole. Go. Go. But go after it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Say, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Run after the Father. Be diligent. Seek Him with everything. Begin to seek His face. Begin to run after Him. Hear my voice. Hear my voice. Listen to my voice. Listen to what I declare to us today. That we're going to run with Him. We're going to seek after Him. Doesn't matter what anybody else does, but I know that I'm going to love. I know that I'm going to love like Jesus loved. Hallelujah. I know that I want to see His love for me. Hallelujah. He wants to reveal His love like never before. Hallelujah. He wants to pour it out. Do you know why? I'm here to tell you. I'm going to declare tonight because the harvest as that hand. Hallelujah. The harvest is at hand. Hallelujah. And I want you to know something, that when harvest comes, the tares and the wheat grow at the same time. Amen. When harvest comes, they raise up, and it's hard to tell the difference. But I'm here to tell you, at the moment of that harvest, you can't tell the both of you can tell them apart. You can identify those two distinctly at that moment. I want you to know, I want to be identified by my colors. I want you to know, hallelujah. I want you to be able to look at me and know that I am, hallelujah. I am a child of the Most High God. I want you to look at me and say, oh, He tastes good. Hallelujah. He tastes good. I want to be able to say to you, follow me as I follow Him. I want my love, hallelujah, to flow out of my life, that I love you. You might use me. You might drag me. You might beat me. You might turn against me. But I'm going to love you unconditionally, because I'm going to love you like Jesus. I'm going to follow the greatest example, the example that rose from the grave. Hallelujah. The rose rose from the grave out of death. Hallelujah. That love caused Him to get up. That's what love looks like. Father God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for these people. I thank all those ones that are joining us on Facebook. I pray blessing. Hallelujah. I pray blessing. Hallelujah. I pray for revelations. I pray for visitations in Jesus. Jesus' name, I pray to God, Lord, that you reveal, and I pray most of all that we adhere, that we take hold of your calling upon our lives, and we hear your voice, and we begin to hear you like never before, God. This year, God, Lord, as we become one with you, we win. Hallelujah. As we become one with you, we win. And God, with all of our hearts, we'll declare that we are in highly favored. God's knocking, open up and let him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Don't forget, we have offering in the front. I'm going to pray real quick. I pray a blessing upon our offering right now in Jesus' name. I pray for multiplication, God, that we can do what you have called us to do. Hallelujah. I pray for blessing upon those that give, God, and those that do not. Blessing upon them in Jesus' name.